Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha Marsha. There are so many things happening in Hollywood, particularly Black Hollywood, that gives us something to look forward to and celebrate. I had the opportunity of attending the Real Black Card series at the Harper Theater in Hyde Park. Now, this is a film series that highlights Black Hollywood. So every month, leading up until July, there's a special screener that showcases one Black film. So this month's special viewing was the new Jordan Peele film, Us. I caught up with Aston Hayes and Amanda Spann, whom are both creators of an app called Tip Off. This app is like playing Taboo, but it's for you. Well, I was able to pull them away from all the fun for a bit to get more information about this game changer. Amanda Spann, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. I see you've been working yourself, sister.
Girl, listen, trying to get these people in, make sure they start this movie on time. You know, we just want a smooth showing tonight, and we're really excited about it. So, I think this is the second one we're doing in this series, but we plan to do one like once a month for the next few months.
Yeah, all the way up until July, and so we're going to be featuring all Black films. Which is amazing. I love hearing this. Anything that's associated with us, I try to celebrate it. So,
I got it.
That's right. I hear that you are the techie. You have this whole app thing going on with the tip off.
Some people say that.
What do you mean? Tell me about yourself.
So my background is actually not in tech, but I guess I'm a self-taught technologist. Everything I've learned about tech, I've learned on my own. I'm self-taught, actually, with the school. I have a degree in fashion and communication. So I create a lot of projects that are at the intersection of like lifestyle and technology, and try to solve like real everyday problems for Black people through technology. And Tip Off is a problem. You know, obviously there's not enough games out there for Black people.
For us, yeah.
So we wanted to create content that was for us and that was centered towards, you know, our interests as opposed to, you know, mainstream culture.
Right. And explain what Tip Off is. How do you play Tip Off?
So Tip Off is like a word against a game for the culture. If you've ever played the game Taboo before, it's exactly same. We like to say it's like Taboo, but for you. You have to describe the word at the top of the card to your teammates without saying
the actual word.
The word itself or the five remaining cards at the bottom of the card.
Okay.
So we have different word categories. So let's say if you want to play with your, you know, Bible study group, we have a church pack. If you want to play with your cousin and them, we got a Chicago pack.
Okay.
We have an HBCU pack. So we have a Spelman pack. We have a Morehouse pack. We have a FAMU pack. We're going to be increasingly adding other schools as the year goes around. And so we have an assortment of different packs so you can customize the game, whether, you know, you don't want to do a holiday theme, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, get in the spirit of things, mm-hmm. and keep it festive. Uh-huh. We have those packs as well.
Oh, wow. So Aston has been helping you come up with the ideas. I love this.
Well, no, Aston has actually conceptualized the game, right?
Okay.
So she came up with the game about 10 years ago when she was having a game night. She got really frustrated because
there was
no games for us, and uh-huh. people really couldn't know. They were playing Taboo. People didn't know the names of the words, or the people. They couldn't describe the people
right.
cards because they didn't know who they were. So she went home and actually went to Kinko's and actually created
her own cards.
Her own cards, set of cards, like physical cards, printed them out at Kinko's, and then she's been carrying them around for 10 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
then we met, and I already had some apps, so she was like, oh, could you help me bring this to life and turn it into a game? And so we worked over it over about a year, bringing the game to life and working with our developers and our, you know, tech team and some other strategists, and we got the app in the store. So it is live in the App Store and the Play Store now, and we are really excited about our next steps for it.
That's amazing. So everyone out there, make sure that you go to your app store and get Tip Off.
Yes.
Download it right now. Yes.
T-I-P-O-F-F. Or you can go to tipoffgame.com and you can download from there.
Okay. I'm going to do that as soon as we're done. Okay. So today we're here. We're going to watch the film Us.
Uh-huh.
And it's so fitting because everything is about us right now. Yes. This is Women's History Month. And then we just came out of Black History Month. So we have two African-American women that's doing some empowering things. I mean, kudos to you. I'm just glad that I'm here talking to you right now.
I appreciate the comments.
Tell us how everyone can find you on social media.
Oh, so on Instagram is primarily what I use. You can find me at the Amanda Span. Last name SP, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. So the Amanda Span.
All right. I love it because you got the two N's in there. There's two N's, people. And so, once again, if anybody want to attend these events that happen once a month to see a film, what should they do? Where should they go?
Yeah, you can go to tipoffgame.com and join our mailing list. We'll be sending out e-blasts and things regularly to let you know when the next event is happening. Additionally, if you sign up for this event, you'll be added to the mailing list, so you'll be notified when other events are happening.
Yeah, and you guys have a full house, so this thing has been growing.
Yeah, and we just asked a few more people walk in. We're like, can we buy tickets?
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, you're doing an amazing job. We're grateful for you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Shy Petey.